We are live on the Miguel and Holly and the Hot 101.5 Facebook page.
Hello.
Because we need some advice for a fam member, okay? And she sent us a message. Her name is Madison.
Hey, girl.
And if you ever need some help, you can always slide up in our DMs at Miguel and Holly on Insta. And Madison says, please help. My boyfriend and his friends that hang out during the weekends decided during the summer for a bachelor party to grow out mustaches and mullets.
Oh!
Oh, hey!
All right.
It was a cute thing for them to do all together. That was in June. Well, it's now September. All the other guys have cut the mullets off and their mustaches, but my boyfriend hasn't.
Oh.
I don't like it. I didn't want to tell him this, but my dad had a mullet back in the day, and we didn't have the best relationship.
Oh, dear.
Okay, there, so there's a root.
There's the trauma.
Yeah.
So probably once a day when I look at my boyfriend, all I can see is my dad. Mm. And I've told him this, but he just laughs it off like I'm just being ridiculous.
Okay, not okay.
It's gotten so bad that I've made up excuses on why I want my boyfriend to sleep on the couch and not in the bed because I feel uncomfortable.
Whoa.
I'm not sure what to do next because it's not just the hair and the mustache. It's so much more. Please help.
Mm.
That is Madison.
That's deep.
That is super deep.
877-999-1015. Or if you're on the Miguel and Holly and the Hot 101.5 Insta, you can lend some advice there. What does she do? Because it feels like obviously her boyfriend is not taking that there is a deeper issue here.
Right. And that's the issue.
Right.
The deeper issue is the issue because... Yeah. If this was only about I don't like mullets,
right?
I'd be like, well, I mean, it's his hair.
Right. And mullets are, I was out this weekend in Ybor.
They're
and
everywhere.
I was flabbergasted at the amount of mullets that I saw.
Like the Wild West.
And on gay men, too, which I was young gay men.
You're like, and the gays.
I was like, girl, I didn't know the gay. I didn't know we were doing this.
We're doing it. Billy Ray Cyrus is like, I knew it was coming back sometime.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
So what does Madison do here? Holly?
Well, obviously he's not hearing. He has not heard a word that she said about this thing with her dad.
Mm. Right.
So I say you have to at least give it one more shot and make it a serious one about the issue, capital T, capital I. And it has to go something along the lines of, hey, we need to have a very serious talk.
Right.
And explain exactly what she said in the letter. I had a bad relationship with my dad. My dad had a mullet. I'm sleeping in the same bed with you. Not only is it giving me dad vibes, it's giving me bad dad vibes.
Yeah.
If you're the boyfriend, at that point, don't you feel a little gross too?
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, you go through all this and you're like, I am being 100% serious. And it has finally made me so uncomfortable that I'm having a physical reaction. You go through all this.
Mm-hmm.
If the boyfriend doesn't put the wall down of like not hearing you, I'm sorry. It might be time to reevaluate this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Scott?
I was going to say the same. I mean, you have two options. You could either, while he's sleeping, shave it off.
Oh well.
Just an option. Just an option. It's a quick fix. Boom.
That.
It's going to take a while for him to grow it back.
Yeah.
I vote for that one.
But also that whole side of you have to have a serious conversation with him. Let him know that it's not a joke. Like, I don't know how you've said it in the past, how you brought it up. Like, hey, your mullet, you know, I don't like it. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, ha ha. Obviously, he doesn't want to take it seriously. But after that serious conversation, if he doesn't take it seriously and he still wants to grow it out, he obviously, like Holly said, isn't hearing you, isn't respecting you, and I'd say it's time to leave his ass. Bye. Because it's just like, that's what you want in a relationship. Somebody that respects what you're going through and also wants to grow with you through it. And if you have trauma from a past thing, obviously your person should be willing to understand and help you through it.
And work
not
with
cause
you.
That trauma to continue to come up.
And it doesn't even have to be it could be anything. Like, maybe it's a cologne that someone wears or a perfume. I mean, there's lots of things that it could be that you got to work out together as...
I've always wondered in those sort of situations, if you're with someone that isn't on a deeper level like you are and they can't understand why something makes you feel that way when you try to open up and be vulnerable about it and they're not, To me, that feels like, and I hate that we're all agreeing, but it just feels like that's not a match. When you get to that point,
you're on different
to
levels
where you try to be vulnerable and serious and they still just sort of laugh it off, that person is not for you because they're not listening to you.
What's unfortunate is in relationships, in marriages, those are the type of people that always say that they're blindsided when the other person leaves.
Ah, okay.
Because until the person actually leaves and there's a physical absence, they're like, I thought things were fine. I'm kidding about that. Like, unfortunately, if she does leave, he will be the blindsided one, and he's got himself to blame.
Brittany in Brooksville, what do you think Madison should do?
Okay, so I am actually a trauma counselor. So I just have a general statement for everybody. If you're going to get in a relationship with somebody who has past trauma and you're going to be committed to that person and be serious, you need to work with them to get through their trauma. A lot of things I hear is, well, that didn't happen to me. That's not my trauma. Why are you projecting it onto me? Ooh. But if you're going to be serious with them, you need to work through the trauma with them, or it's your relationship's never going to make good progress. Now, back to Madison. If she's told her boyfriend that she's had this trauma with her father and he's not taking her seriously and he's not respecting her, I 100% agree with you guys. She needs to leave him because that relationship is not going to make any progress. There's no future for it.
Yeah.
Now, if she's just said this to him, maybe in passing, maybe he didn't think it was serious, she needs to sit down and have a serious conversation with him and say, look, I'm not joking. I'm serious about this. I understand that this was fun and games in June, but now it's causing me to have real issues and it needs to go. And then if he doesn't respect her after that, she needs to go. And it goes for males too.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time in a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect you.
Wow.
Come on, Brittany.
Needed that preach. All right.
Amen.
Yes. I love it. That is so on point. I mean, that right there, I feel like, is the problem with so many relationships where you're not truly listening and you're not empathizing with the person and understanding that when you're with someone, you're taking on their baggage because everyone has baggage. Yes. Everyone is dealing with something.
Even if they don't know what it is yet.
Right.
You ever wonder why people do things the way that they do or like react to situations the way they do? Look to what happened to them in the past. So everyone's dealing with something, but you're going to have to deal with it as a couple and individually or not.
Brittany, thank you so much for your phone call. Ryan in Homosassa, what do you think that Madison should do with her boyfriend and the mullet?
Well, obviously, he doesn't care too much about her feelings. That's pretty clear. I don't know. I didn't hear you guys say exactly how long they've been together. But I've been with my girl for 13 years, and in those 13 years, I've had my head shaved the entire time. And literally, just the other day, she asked me if I'd grow my hair out just to see what it looks like and see what it is. She's never experienced it. And I don't like to do it because it hits this point where it gets so, you know, there's nothing you can do with it. It looks terrible.
The awkward
like
growing out
head.
Phase.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't feel good. But I told her, because I love her, I will definitely do it, and I'm in the middle of growing my hair out. This guy doesn't deserve this girl. He's a bonehead, and she should leave him.
Whoa! He's a bonehead!
I love it. Ryan said, bye!
Calling it out.
And, you know, thank you, Ryan, for your phone call. And I think, too, that's another question that Madison should ask him. Why is this mullet so important to you?
Yeah.
It's hair.
But, like, maybe is there something there with him?
Oh.
And I mean, I want to point out on the Facebook, and Luciela said that maybe I think that he should want to not only make her feel comfortable, but also resolve the root of the problem by getting her the help she needs. Just because he fixes his hair and mustache doesn't mean she won't continue to see others out there with the same style. She can't constantly have this feeling she needs to resolve it. While this is valid, there are some things that you don't necessarily have to keep on in your life. Like, yes, you can continue, you can go to therapy and get help with this issue with your dad. But also the person in your home should respect that you're trying to work on it.
Yep.
And if it's such a trigger for you, maybe get rid of the mullet as she's working on it. You know what I'm saying?
If you have an opinion, you can always leave it on the Miguel and Holly Facebook and the Hot 101.5 Facebook.